Testing, testing, 1, 2, 75. I can't count because I'm half alive. Watch me walk and watch me drive. Don't piss on the carpet. Don't piss on the carpet. Do you want to laugh so hard that you accidentally fart in front of your in-laws? Are you sick of feeling crazy or completely delusional because of the world we're living in? Are you missing the comedy that used to exist before new words were invented or redefined by Merriam-Webster? Do you wish you had a safe space to laugh without being called a bigot, racist, or a sexist? Well, you've come to the right place. My name is Ellison Daz, comedian, artist, and diagnosed ADHDer, and this is the show where we let the ADHD run free. Grab a glass of water and buckle up as I share stories about my personal mental health journey, life experiences, and opinions on modern day issues. I pray this episode blesses you while making you laugh at the same time. Baby, let's go! Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? Welcome back to another episode of the show. Sorry about that. If you've been listening or following me on Instagram, you know that I just got a puppy and we are doing some potty training lately. So my apologies. And I also just realized my mic was facing the wrong way. Okay, perfect. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I'm going to talk about 5 signs of depression and what you can actually do to help yourself if you are going through this. I'm going to start off with 5 signs of depression, and I'm not sure if I need to tell you this. Hopefully you can already have this figured out, but if you've been listening to the show for long enough, obviously I am not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, okay? So I don't want to get any emails from you saying, I tried what you said and I got worse than anything. Okay, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to share my experiences, and I'm also a comedian, so just stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Hey, get off my lap. I'm trying to record a podcast. Gibby, come on. I'm not a doctor. I'm a comedian, and I've experienced a lot of the darkest of depressive episodes. And I just honestly am absurdly comfortable with sharing what I go through with the hopes of helping other people who love to tune in and listen to the show. So with that being said, no, you cannot sue me. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice. I love Greta Thunberg. Everything she says is true. Justin Trudeau is amazing. And this is a comedy show, so I can't get sued for hate speech. And also, I hope that you guys understand sarcasm. Okay, without any further ado, let's get into it. First of all, I'd like to say that there are many symptoms of depression, and they will vary depending on each person. Everybody's different, so what depression looked like for me when I was going through the worst of it could very well look very different for you versus your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, whoever else has got, you know, a solid case of the blues going on. So I'm just going to give you my personal top 5 signs based on my own experience. And if this resonates with you, fantastic. If not, that's okay too. You can still listen to the show. I'm sure you're going to learn something. And at the end, I'm going to give you a couple tips. Why am I out of breath? I'm going to give you a couple tips of what you can do to help yourself if it ever does happen to you. Okay. Number 1. Loss of appetite or increased appetite. Personally, I could always tell when something was up when I had no desire to eat. I'm not a foodie by any means, but I did marry a personal chef, so I appreciate a lot of different kinds of food. And when I would go for like 3 days without the sensation of feeling hungry at all, that was kind of like, okay, something's going on here, you know? Especially when you've married a chef. I mean, I haven't really been depressed since I've been diagnosed with ADHD. I just go through little spurts of it. And it's definitely not as bad as it used to be. But I do know that when I lose my appetite, that's me kind of starting to shut down. And I won't notice that for about 3 days. So for me, what was I talking about again? Sorry, I still have ADHD. Oh yeah, one of the big things that helped with that, and one thing that actually helped me realize that this was a thing in the first place, was having people in my life who would tell me what they were noticing. So back in the day, my mom would be like, when's the last time you've eaten? And now if I'm going through a little bit of a depression, my husband will say, you haven't been eating much lately. And there's these verbal cues that I will get from the people that I'm closest to that helped me realize, oh gosh, I'm actually not eating. And it'll be about 3 days where I just don't eat. I'm not hungry. I don't eat. I don't want to eat. I have no desire to eat. And it was a lot worse when I was undiagnosed ADHD because my doctor was like, oh, you're depressed. Oh, you have anxiety. Oh, you know, and I got prescribed all of the wrong medication because I had the wrong diagnosis. And now that I have the proper diagnosis and the proper medication and I can actually function like a normal human being and not have a total meltdown every day of my life, it's a lot better. It can also work the opposite for you too. So a lot of people will stress eat. I know some people in my life, even who aren't depressed, if they are stressed, they will gravitate towards eating more or eating different things, eating things that are not necessarily the best for us. And yeah, that's one thing you can look out for. Sometimes, you know, I record podcasts. This has nothing to do with depression, but I record podcasts on Mondays. And I'm always so excited for Mondays because I love to talk and I love to sit down, write out my podcast episode. And because today, it took me 2.5 hours to write out my podcast episode, which I'm hoping is only going to be 30 minutes. It took me 2.5 hours because of Gibby, our dog, who is being potty trained. And today he was just on one, man. Like, I don't know if he was smoking crystal meth when I was had my back turned to him or what he was eating, what he was smoking. Are you on drugs, Gibby? Because You've been acting like it. You've been acting like you've been smoking the same stuff my husband smoked in Mexico. He actually didn't smoke anything. That is a reference to a different podcast. My husband does not do drugs, okay? Gibby, chew your ball, okay? Chew your ball and drop the pipe. I can't handle it. So I'm already tired of my own self. Anyways, let's move on. Number two. Losing interest in activities that you would normally enjoy. For me, this would look like a lack of a desire to go outside. I absolutely love to be outside. I love hiking. I love walking. I love biking. I love going to the beach. You name it. Because when the sun peeks out, especially in the winter, I am out of here. Like, I work from home. I drop everything. I look outside that window. I drop everything and say, sorry, this can wait because I need that sunshine. And I go for a walk and I go for a bike ride. So if I'm at home and I know that it's nice out and I don't even have enough mental energy to go for a simple walk around the block, this is a telltale sign that I am going through something. I am depressed. It's not funny. I'm sorry. It's really not funny at all. Another example of this. What's a good one? Another example of this would be not wanting to spend time with your friends or your family. Not signing up for your favorite sport that you like to play each year. Not wanting to spend time with your kids. Canceling your plans because you feel like you just can't do it. You just can't do it anymore. Not wanting to paint because I'm an artist, so I love to paint. I noticed that if I don't really want to paint, then I am depressed because I am obsessed with it and I paint all the time. If you have not seen my website, go. I am painting all of the time. What's another example? Canceling big events when you were previously excited about it, when you booked the event and then you just lose interest in it and you're just like, oh, I'm not, just don't even want to do it. You like the event. Say it's a concert or a birthday party or what have you. If you cancel it because you just can't, that's a little bit of a stressy and depressy type vibe. This is just my experience. And then what's my last note? Oh, if you lose interest in sex with your spouse, that is a big one. You know, the weenie is not weenieing and the vag is not vagging, then, because I don't know if you're a boy or a girl listening to this, but that is definitely a sign of depression. Let's move on. Number three, shall we? Feeling like you are aware. Why am I like this? Why did I write this? I did write this. Feeling like you're wearing a physical, emotional, and mental weighted blanket. Hear me out on this one, okay? Have you ever owned or have you ever used a weighted blanket before? It's a weighted blanket. Do you understand? So picture a blanket, but there's weight, okay? Moving on. They range in weight, but they help with anxiety. So I have one here at my house. It's 25 pounds. So if I'm feeling anxious, I'll use it while I'm like sitting at my desk, napping on my couch, watching a movie, so on and so forth. Personally, I love them, but this is totally contradicting my point. Because when you're going through periods of depression, it's like you're wearing this blanket, like on your shoulders, on your head, on your brain, and you don't want to be wearing the blanket. I have a blanket. I love my weighted blanket. I use my weighted blanket all the time. Okay, hold on. I'll get your ball. Sorry, one second. Come on. Monday is studio time. And this is actually supposed to be your nap time, and you're not napping. So stop smoking crack in my studio. Chew your ball. And try and get sober. It's a 30-minute episode, Gibby, and I know you nap for 3 hours straight. Sober up. Where was I? I used the blanket. I was contradicting myself. Oh, yes, I was contradicting myself. It's like you're wearing a 25-pound blanket on your brain, your heart, your shoulders, your legs, but you don't want the blanket. So, for example, it's harder to complete tasks because your brain is being totally compressed with this 25-pound blanket that you did not ask for or order from Amazon, and it's just draped over your cerebral cortex, and you can't even think right because there's too much pressure and too much weight. You can't have sex because the 25-pound emotional blanket is totally weighing down on your wiener or blocking your your vagine. You can't have sex because of your 25-pound emotional blanket that's compromising your genitals. It's not funny, but it is true. You don't know how to order the tasks you have to do in order to complete them. You don't know how to prioritize your tasks because the weight is so heavy from this blanket that you can't even think properly. It's too difficult to walk over to your friend's house because you have to carry 25 pounds, like 25 extra pounds, on your shoulders, even though they only live 3 blocks away. It's just an overwhelming weight that feels like it's holding you down always and in all ways possibly imaginable. It's just like suffocating you all of the time. But if you do have anxiety or ADHD, I would highly recommend an actual weighted blanket. It helps me a lot. I use mine, and it's not just this is a depression metaphor, but the actual blanket's really good. And if you own one, you know what I'm talking about. So whatever. Moving on. Number 4. Changes in sleep patterns. So sleeping too much or sleeping too little. Personally, I am on the sleeping too much side of the depression scale. Can we get a round of applause? I always wake up early. I like to get outside. I like to work out, do my Bible study. I use my red light therapy to help with my mental health and my skin, honestly. And I do all of that jazz before I start my work day. So when I start feeling exhausted while having the same amount of hours of sleep that I normally get, that is a telltale sign. I'll sleep in and I still won't feel energized. I feel like I need to take 3 naps during the day. And then by the time 5 o'clock comes around, I straight up need to put on my PJs and go right back to sleep. Like, I could get 18 hours of sleep and feel like I didn't sleep a single minute. So pay attention to your sleep patterns. The same also for depression, the same thing does happen the opposite ways. Like, I have friends when they're depressed, they don't sleep at all. Some people chalk that up into the anxiety category, but you know, I'm not a doctor, so don't listen to anything I say. Let's move on. Number 5. And I think this is the one that's the most important for me. And when I really know things are going down the tubes, we're going down the tubes fast. And it's not a tube slide in a water park. It is a tube of death in the brain. Changes in thought patterns. I cannot stress enough how important it is to pay attention to the types of thoughts that you're having about yourself all day, every day. We are constantly thinking in our brains. Like, they don't actually know. Not everybody. Some people actually don't have inner thoughts. I don't know much about those people, but I don't trust them. I wouldn't poke them with a 10-foot stick. I would knock on their house door with a 2x4. No thoughts in your brain all day? What is that? Besides a heavy dose of medication. I'm not sure, but again, not a doctor. Okay. Whether you are depressed or not, noticing your thoughts is going to give you a good idea about what you genuinely think about yourself. Obviously, right? Because you are thinking and they are thoughts. So if you're thinking about yourself and you notice your thoughts, you're going to have a good idea of about what you think about yourself. But it also shows indicators, if you're able to pay attention and actually notice your thoughts, when you might be slipping into a depression. Normal thoughts throughout the day. I should clean that. Got to take the dog out. What time does my husband come home? Like, there's constantly stuff going on in our brain all the time. But if you're having some of the thoughts like this, it could be a little bit of a precursor that you were slipping into a depression or you actually are already depressed. Here we go. I'm so fat. I mean, I guess that's not a good example, because maybe if you are fat, then, you know, go to the gym, change your diet. You have to figure that out, because that's not okay. Diabetes type 2 is like the number one killer in all of the West, I'm pretty sure. So that's a bad example. Scratch that. What am I doing with my life? I'm useless. I'll never be able to achieve what Susie Q has achieved. Nobody likes me. I'm a lazy piece of work. If you are starting to notice things like this pop up into your brain, then this is it's not a good sign. It's good to notice it, but it's not a good sign, and we're not moving in the right direction here. So pay attention to your thoughts, because if you don't catch them early enough, you actually will eventually start to listen to yourself, and you're going to believe the thoughts that are going on in your head and in your mind, okay? So mind you, these are only thoughts that happen in your head. They are not fact. Thought does not equate to fact. So I'll give you an example of how terrible this turned out for myself. True story. There was a point in my late adulthood when I actually ended up slitting my wrists because I thought there was no reason for me to be here on planet Earth. Sorry. It's not funny. I'm sorry. It's not funny. I'm just so over it. Like, I'm so in a good place that I can't even believe. It's like a different person. Like, it's not even me. So I'm sorry for laughing. Okay. Oh gosh, I'm going to start over. Okay. There was a point in my life when I thought there was literally no reason for me to be here on planet Earth. I had everything going for me. Guys, everything. I had a scholarship for volleyball. I had a massive social network. I was raking in awards left, right, and center. I had my name engraved on the wall that wall of the school that I played for. Was that even proper English? I got my name engraved in the wall at the school that I played for, whatever you understand. I had a super supportive family, but the thoughts that were going on in my head just, they were going on for so long enough that I eventually took an actual action on something that I believed to be fact. I took action on it. And I'm so sorry for laughing, and I'm really trying hard not to laugh, because I don't think self-harm and suicide are funny at all, obviously, okay? And I'm not making light of that, but just knowing what I know now and how I got through it, I just wish I could just tap myself on the shoulder right before I did it and be like, dude, it's not even real. Like when you're watching the news, but like it's like if you're a liberal watching the news and then you get red pilled, you know? It's like, I wish I could have had that red pill moment, only instead of me being a conservative, it was me just not slitting my wrists. That's kind of, I mean, yeah, that's the comparison I'm making. I'm sorry. This is such a sensitive topic, and I am going to laugh again, so I really apologize again. I wish I could just tap myself on the shoulder and say, like, listen, you know, you literally made up this belief system. Like, you made it up. Now you're taking action on something that you believe that's literally not even true. Anyways, maybe I'll do another episode on how batshit... Oh, is that a swear? On how batshit crazy I was. Batshit. Is it? I'm trying really hard to not swear anymore and keep my podcast like as clean as possible, but batshit crazy. Is that a swear word? Hold on one sec. Let me look this up. Why is batshit used to describe craziness? It comes from a popular phrase from around the turn of the previous century. The image compares bats in a church steeple to crazy ideas in a person's head. From there, we get the term like batty, gone bats, and batshit. Okay. So I have bats in my brain. Probably still do. I was batshit crazy. I wish I could tell myself that I was being batshit crazy. Let's just move on. That was number 5, and I think this podcast is going to get a terrible review. Just to finish off, this podcast is going to be really quick, but just to finish off, I'm going to do quick rapid fire waves. I'm stuttering. Just to finish off, I'm going to do some quick rapid fire ways that can help you get out of your, or better manage, your depression. Let's go. Do you guys like that voice? It's like I work for CBC. Maybe I could do that the entire time. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to keep that voice. Are you ready? Even if you feel like you can't get off the couch to hit the gym, get outside, even if it's just for a walk around the block. Try. Sorry. Everything I'm saying is true, I swear. It's just, I have to have fun. Trying as hard as you can to keep your exercise routine is very important. Having an accountability partner. Did I say a partner? Having an accountability partner. Why is that so hard to say? Having an accountability partner will really help you keep up with this. Have an accountability partner, honestly, because it's going to be so easy for you to slip. If you're going to have an exercise routine, you're trying to defeat your depression, you're trying to conquer it, get out of it. Well, if you slip, who's going to hold you accountable? Easier said than done. Find a buddy, keep a buddy, okay? I'm going to slip back into that voice again because this is kind of funny. Be honest with the people that you're close to. Even if you know that you're feeling depressed, tell someone, call someone, ask someone to come over just to simply talk. This is like an awful advertisement for therapy. You know, nobody talks like this. But honestly, that is true. If you're feeling, I almost swore. If you're not feeling too hot and you think you're depressed, you got to call someone. You got to hang out. Consider listening to podcasts, shows, or music while on your walks. That's obvious. I had to do that the other day, actually, guys. I've been depressed. This is why I'm doing the episode. I'll just be honest with you. I've been depressed for like a week now. I don't really know what's going on. Well, I do. I just actually don't want to tell you. Sorry. But having a hard time over here. I'm like, you know what? This is a great opportunity to take all the action that I know to be true that will work, and I will apply it. I'll get out of my depression, then I'll do a podcast episode on it. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So I'm sharing with you things that I have done this week. And one thing was, I was so depressed. I'm like, oh, I have to go for a walk. Just do it and just put on your stupid shoes and your stupid coat. Like, I was in that type of mood. Don't bite me. Excuse me. Gibson, the show's not over. Take your ball. Thank you. Good boy. Good boy. Good relax. No. Put down the meth pipe right now. Put down the meth pipe. I told you we weren't allowed to have drugs in the house. No more drugs in the house, Gibson. You can have your chewy and your ball only. And your treats. If you stop smoking meth. So yeah. I've been going through that, so that's why I wanted to share that with you guys. And I really did the... Stop! Had to put my stupid boots and my stupid coat and my stupid hat to go for a walk. And I'm like, I literally didn't even know what to do with myself. And I've been through this a billion times. Stop it. So I literally went on Spotify and I was like, how to get out of depression. Like, I was there and I know this. I've been to psychology appointments for years, and this was years ago, but I got diagnosed. Like, I know the ins and outs. I know, but I just sometimes need somebody to tell me what to do. So I went on Spotify, listened to a podcast episode about this is what you need to do. And one of the things was put on a podcast that'll make you laugh or make you feel happy while you go and spend time outside and get fresh air. I was like, okay, good. Made that good choice. And I did feel better when I came back. And then I got like 2.5 hours worth of work done. So it doesn't have to be my podcast. I mean, I do put out funny episodes though. Like, have you listened to that story about when my husband and I went to Mexico for a month? That was funny. Or the time I got explosive diarrhea on our honeymoon. And then when I came back from our honeymoon and I pooed all over my shoes in the streets of Quebec. That's a true story. I like things like that that'll make you laugh. You know, it just sometimes will just take a switch of what you're listening to. Because if you're listening to all these awful thoughts all day long, you need some different input. Like, you're a computer, right? Your brain's a computer. So you need to be inputting some different. Stop. This is not going well over here. Okay. I only have a couple left. Are you ready? I'll switch into the voice again just because I think it's funny. Stop watching the news. It's a trap / a rabbit hole that I personally often love to go down because I think that mainstream media is a cesspool and it gives me great ideas for great comedy skits. But if I'm angry, I cannot watch the news because I'll get even more angry. And then I might even get sad, thinking thoughts like, what is even the point of being alive? A lot of fear-mongering comes through our PM and through CBC, and honestly, I'm pretty good at stirring up fear within my own mind just by being by myself. So if you're susceptible to that, then stay the heck away from the mainstream media. Stop watching the news. Honestly, unless you're listening to this and you're a comedian and you're using it to fuel a fire that is hilarious, get out of there, get away. Half the stuff they say isn't even true anyways, so why we want to fill our brains up with that is just beyond me. Next, stop drinking alcohol. It may soothe your depression for the first two drinks, but alcohol is in fact a depressive, and you're actually going to make it worse for yourself. Truefacts.com. Cut people out of your life who only talk about depressing things. They do exist. They love drama, and they will not help you in the long run. Cut. Aunt Elizabeth, you're chopped. You're not going to cry on this podcast episode. Come on. We were doing so good. Gibby, I'm going to tell everybody that you do drugs. Do you want people to know that you do drugs? Fine. You want to sit and be on my lap? You can cry into the microphone so people know that you're just neglected and deprived and that no one takes care of you and that you're just lacking so much love. Okay. Here's the next one. Call your doctor, get a therapist, or consider getting a psychologist if you have not yet been diagnosed. I will be putting out an episode on my diagnosis journey and explain to you guys my own personal experience. But if you're struggling with mental health, see a mental doctor. That's not a doctor that is mental, but a psychologist, a therapist, or a psychiatrist. Gibby, stop. I can't do this anymore. My dog is just... Gibson, I thought we were friends. Everybody used to like you, and now you're going to be canceled on the internet, okay? You're canceled. Yeah. Get off the couch. Here's your ball. Get it. Get your Chewy. He's overtired. He's not napping because I'm doing a podcast. Ugh. I'm just going to speed through these. Stop eating crap food. Honestly, if you tend to deal with your emotions via food, then you need to get the crap food out of your house. Chips, ice cream, candies, chocolate bars, whatever you do that you know is not good for you, because I know that you know. I know that you're using that as a crutch. I'm not even in your house, but you know who you are, and I am talking to you. Those types of snacks that you tend to gravitate towards, What am I, from the South? You tend to gravitate towards, don't give yourself that as an option in your home. Okay? Wow. Have a Bible study. Honestly, I know not all of you guys are actively going to church, or maybe your Bible has dust on it, or maybe you don't even have a Bible, or you don't even know where to start to do a Bible study. But honestly, God saved my life. He completely changed me, and I could not imagine what my life would be like if I didn't have him and his word. There is an app called the Bible app. It's called the Bible app YouVersion, YOU version. You can do plans that are specifically for depression. You can also do plans for anxiety. You can do plans for, you name it, like you type in a topic and there are plans to do. You can pick like 1 day plan, 7 day plan, a month plan, whatever you want to do. It's really simple. It's really easy. You get little pieces of the word of God. Hey, that's the carpet. Hey, that's the carpet. You just made me clap on the podcast. That's the carpet. We don't chew that. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. I gotta take my dog out for a pee. What was I saying? Bible app. Oh yeah, I would just highly recommend it. I would also highly recommend just having a Bible study as part of your morning routine, because it just sets the tone for your day and it allows you to get closer to God, and it will honestly help you with your mental health. God is so good. Praise him. And my dog is now chewing on. Okay. This is... Gibby, how am I even supposed to edit this? How am I supposed to edit this? You're lucky we didn't videotape this, because then the world would know how misbehaved you were today. And now you're licking your penis. Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I am going to link a couple things that I mentioned in the show notes for you guys if you're interested in getting some discounts. Gibson! I just need to get through my conclusion. That's it. I just need to get through one conclusion. You're so cute, but you're making me so mad. Yeah, just sit here with mom for less than 30 seconds, okay? I'll give you a massage. Ready? Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. I'm going to link a couple things that I mentioned into the show notes for you guys if you're interested in getting some discounts on some of the products that I use to help with not only my depression, but also my ADHD and my anxiety. Like, what did I say? The red light therapy that I use at home every morning, my weighted blanket, and I don't even remember what else I mentioned, but scroll down and check that out if you're interested. Gibson, come on. Please, boy. Yeah. People can hear you licking your lips, looking for that crack. Huh? Looking for that crack. Crack doesn't help with depression, actually. That makes it worse, too, and that's an addiction. We can talk about that another day, Gibby, when I have you on as a guest. Don't forget to drink some water today. Don't forget to talk to your friends or your loved ones if you are feeling down. Don't forget to unsubscribe from CBC News and all platforms. If you like this episode, please make sure to scroll down and tap that follow button. I don't know where it is. I don't know what it looks like. And I always say that at the end of my show. I keep telling myself I'm going to figure that out, but I just don't. So if you could figure that out, that would be amazing. And lastly, don't forget that your blue is beautiful. Thanks, guys. Peace. Okay. So what, now you're just going to go, you want to go do crack cocaine again? Are you going to go down on the carpet and just start sniffing lines and go off the walls? We already got the zoomies out. I know you need a nap. Yeah, you need a nap. Don't, oh, and you're winking at me. Oh, you're so cute. Otto, you're so cute.